So big thanks to Dan Luss. I know that how it kind of started for us to get Dan on the program. He teased something that he is working on, a super secret project. He kind of alluded to what he's working on, but he is not yet finished. So, but when he is ready to release his super secret project, he will be back on with us. So that's kind of in not ready yet, but it'll be. I'm familiar with Dan's work; pretty thorough. He just doesn't do stuff to make noise. So when that is finished, he will be back with us. But he kind of subtly dropped something in our discussion that may give you an indication of where he is headed. I have to ask you, George. So I was on TikTok the other day.
Okay, here we go.
My TikTok and your TikTok are a little bit different.
Just a little bit.
Yeah. But I noticed a video of a woman. The Applebee's song. What is it, Walker Hayes?
Oh.
Okay, everybody is doing it.
Everybody is.
Yeah. This lady, it was in Atlanta. She was outside of an Applebee's, and she was, somebody was filming her, and she was going to do her Applebee's song.
Yes.
Don't play the song because it gets in your head and you can't get it out.
Yeah, good luck.
Applebee's. Yeah, okay. You know what I'm talking about.
Uh-huh.
The door, and she's doing it in front of the Applebee's, the door opens behind her into the restaurant. Mm-hmm. And out comes this large man. It is Shaquille O'Neal. As this lady is doing the dance, and then he all of a sudden gets behind her and he does his little dance. Mm-hmm. Does Shaquille O'Neal, is there anybody like him that shows up in more random places?
No. He just seems to be at the most random spots.
Guy in Atlanta is buying an engagement ring. Shaquille O'Neal just happens to be in the jewelry store and walks by and hands over his credit card and buys the engagement ring for the gentleman to give to his soon-to-be fiancé.
Yeah.
Just randomly, Shaquille O'Neal is in the jewelry store in Atlanta. Just randomly, he is at an Applebee's when this lady is making a TikTok video outside of it.
I don't know how he does it.
He just shows up in the most random places, and he pops into people's viral videos.
Mm-hmm. It's unbelievable.
I mean, you know, we've all got those moments of the brush with greatness. Of just random people that show up in places that you don't expect them to be, whether to be coaches or athletes like locally or politicians. But Shaquille O'Neal is the king of showing up in random places and then also getting on viral videos.
Mm-hmm. And you know what? Maybe the videos do go viral because Shaq's in them. So maybe that video doesn't do as much, but if Joe Schmo decided to walk out of that Applebee's and get in her video, then maybe it only got like a couple hundred views. But because it's Shaq, and of course Shaq being Shaq, doing a little dance move, and she let him have his moment.
And Shaq is one of those guys that can't hide.
Legitimately.
See, which would absolutely suck in life.
Oh, I hate it.
Because you can't hide.
Mm-mm.
Like, I look like a normal guy.
Yeah.
I can blend in. I can hide. No one cares about me, and it's fine. Shaquille O'Neal, as large as he is, and he also has a bodyguard, you can't blend in. That's your whole life. You either lean into it and you embrace that everybody knows who you are.
Yeah.
Wherever you go, people are going to stare at you. Even if you're not a basketball player and on, it seems like you endorse everything.
Right.
And are on one of the most popular shows on television. Just because of how large you are, people are going to stare at you.
The whole time.
That you have to be comfortable with that. Because that is now your whole life.
Yeah.
And you lean into it and you have fun with it and you make videos, and if people want to, you know, you're out in public and people want to talk to you or take pictures or autographs, you're like, okay, instead of, no, man, I ain't got time.
Yeah.
He's a really, really good dude, but he is a dude that shows up in the most random places, and now we can relate to Shaq. There's a lot of things about Shaq that you and I can't relate to, George, but the fact that he goes to Applebee's just for a casual late afternoon dinner, like an early bird special. Who hasn't done that at an Applebee's lately?
That's a good point, because you would expect somebody like Shaq, oh, you're going to the fanciest places in town, but who doesn't like a good Applebee's every now and again? Get you a dollar drink or something? Come on.
Excuse me?
Oh, you don't know anything about the dollar drinks?
I haven't been to an Applebee's in a while.
Man, if you are light on money and you want to get a little buzz, you walk into an Applebee's.
That used to be my go-to, like for the second or third date when I was in college.
Uh-huh.
I would go to, I think the Applebee's was in Williamsburg Village in Lincoln. And that, like, you could set my watch to the second or third date, we were going to Applebee's.
I like that.
I don't think they had the dollar drinks back then.
Really?
I would have gone there by myself.
I think they changed it. I wonder if they still do it. That was obviously pre-pandemic.
I liked it. I usually go local. Like, you know, sometimes you get a craving for an Applebee's or a Chili's or a Steve Simple Cheddar's. Right, Dirk Chatelain's coming up at 1.
Malibu Bahama Dollar Mama is...
That's a drink?
Yeah, it's July's dollar drink. You can get it for a dollar. I might have to do this.
Well, I could do back-to-back Don and Millie's and Applebee's, and I'd be... I wouldn't know what the weekend looked like.
Just gone.
Yes. One of the things we saw yesterday, and we're going to see in college athletics, is with name, image, likeness. Athletes have their brand. They're wearing their gear. They're promoting their gear, whether it be a hat, the brand of beef jerky, Cam Jurgens, which I would love to see the sales. He wore the hat yesterday. It's a really cool hat. First of all, he had a good look with the mustache. How many people went onto the website and purchased gear? That's what it is about. You're front and center. You wear your gear. Ben Stille t-shirt. You know, Adrian Martinez was promoting First National Bank. He had a t-shirt from First National Bank that he said if you go to the brand new FNBO, you can pick up a t-shirt. But Cam Jurgens said an interesting thing about the name, image, likeness. Because this is now that we're getting into the fall season and the first season that goes off with name, image, likeness, how do coaches handle it in the locker room? What if it gets in the way of their performance on the field or in the classroom? How do they handle that? If brand becomes bigger than ball, what happens if student athlete gets bad advice and all of a sudden they're upside down with taxes or a bad deal? Or how about this? I do a deal with you and then you suck on the field. Do I want to still be attached to your play? I think some companies right now are not really so much into the return on investment. They want to be attached. College sports is very much an emotional buy. You may not think, okay, I'm buying this for my return on investment because I get 90,000 impressions in Memorial Stadium. It's an emotional buy. Sports talk radio, for our advertisers, yes, they have a ginormous audience that we deliver on 1620, but it's also an emotional buy when it comes to sports talk radio or college sports. But as this unfolds, we're going to watch and see all the different elements. But right now, it's working out pretty good. Some athletes, like Bryce Young, who has just played mop-up duty at Alabama, they got over $800,000. Some have, you know, they might be the fourth or fifth string player, and yet they got a nice little deal. I mean, it's working out okay for the last month. But I thought Cam Jurgens said something very interesting yesterday about his brand and what name, image, likeness will do. Will name, image, likeness actually, on the positive side, and there are a lot of positives, in my opinion, of NIL, will it serve as motivation for players? Before you scoff and say, oh, I would think the scoreboard would serve as motivation, yes. But what about, in the back of my mind, I'm thinking, if I play better, and I'm thinking name, image, likeness, and I like some Benjamins, and I also like what comes with it, maybe a product or gear that I'm designing, that I'm selling. If I'm better in my sport, what that will also do? If I'm good for my team, then does it benefit me as an individual. See, better at football, better opportunities. Cam Jurgens alluded to that yesterday. I wholeheartedly agree that name, image, likeness could serve as a motivation. Team is better, you benefit. Look, we talk a lot about the NFL draft. If the team is good and they win, even some fringe prospects get some attention because that team is winning. And so you're thinking, okay, why are they winning? Who's there? Who makes up why they're winning? But if you win and you're part of it, you play better, team wins, more opportunities. Oh, heck yes. Name, image, likeness can be a motivation to be better at your craft. And I don't look at that as being, oh, you are self-centered. No, you again, ball over brand, but if you're good at ball, it can help your brand and enhance your brand. It'll be an interesting fall to see how name, image, likeness works. With deals that are in place now, what happens if you struggle and you're not very good? Do you take that away? How long is the deal that you're signed? And if players play well as the season goes on, do they get more opportunities? Look at Yant, for example. We'll use him. He's got a 250-pound running back. He's a behemoth of a man. He's got a huge, big personality. Seems like he's always smiling. He's a good interview. But because of kind of using the Shaquille O'Neal big person, he's recognizable. What happens if he cracks the regular rotation of running backs and he does well? Does his opportunity, you know, I don't know if he has any name, image, likeness opportunities right now, but his stock would rise. I look at a guy like Omar Manning. Ball over brand, but good ball can be better with the brand. So name, image, likeness can work as a motivation, even in team sports. And curious to see how that unfolds as the season goes on for players that play really, really well. If you're a advertiser, you're a business, and you want to get in, do you strike while the iron is hot? And then we'll transition into businesses that partner with student athletes. Instead of I want to be part of it, there will be some that say, okay, am I going to get my return on investment? What I'm investing into this prospect, am I going to get it back? Instead of just supporting good old Nebraska U or Omaha U or Creighton U, there'll be those that just want to be attached. Others will say, okay, I'm not just putting my advertising money just to be attaching. I want the attachment to love me back. Got to say that. The beef jerky, first of all, great name. And if you go onto his website, the merchandise is pretty cool. The logo is pretty cool. But I would wonder how much they sold yesterday. How many people went to Fan Day in Lincoln, ran into a player that was possibly wearing the 95 hat, you know, Ben Stilley's line, and said, okay, I like that hat. Went online and bought it. See, that's where then back to the university, they go, oh, we'd like you to go online and go to Huskers.com and buy the Nebraska hat. See, that's another dynamic of the name, image, likeness that we really don't know what that'll be like down the road. All right, 12:42, Dirk Chatelain joins us at 1. Last hour, George and I will break down the NBA draft and Russell Westbrook to Los Angeles. Is this the time that Russell Westbrook gets a ring? It might be his last shot. He has set a record as the only former MVP to be traded in 3 straight years. After spending 11 years in Oklahoma City, he is now on to his third team in 3 years, and this might be the best opportunity for him to get a ring, as Russell Westbrook last night was acquired by the LA Lakers, and people are wondering, did they make the right move? I don't think GM LeBron is done, as free agency for the NBA is about to begin.
And here's what I will tell you. That trade yesterday made me feel some type of way about Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers.
That feels like a tease to me.
Yeah.
You'll have to explain.
I got you.
When we come back, the NBA draft hit home locally last night in Lincoln and here in Omaha. There is a Raptor and there is a Net that has a local connection. We'll talk about Delano Banton and Marcus Zagorowski and being drafted in the second round last night. It's coming up next on the Gary Sharp Show on 1620 The Zone.